Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
3 o'clock. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5. The Fanatic 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie, hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. We get a lot of phone calls and a lot of people want to chime in on this. But I just want to say one thing because I was at the shore and I was in a terrible traffic jam on the way home. And I even took the back way trying to outsmart everybody. So I normally don't go home in that kind of traffic.
Right.
But I got home because I wanted to see Yellowstone at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't think, you know, I've been touting this Yellowstone. And in fact, it's moved up on my list of all-time shows. And the first two episodes have left me limp.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I know the Yellowstone fans are feeling the same way I have, but they have not come out in season 3 with a boom.
That's unfortunate.
That's not good.
No.
Now,
I've been singing the praises for so long.
I've been seeing the highlights, and it looks like action's going to happen, but it's almost like the writer blew off the first two eps.
That's unfortunate. Maybe it'll get better.
It's got to. I'm left high and dry here. Well, like, I go, what? That's it? Come on. That's two episodes now. First one I complained about.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's feeling that way, fans of this show. You know, writers hit walls.
Yeah. Sometimes they run out of stories, and that's how a show like Homeland, people thought Homeland was going to be the greatest show ever.
The other one that did that was True Blood.
Oh, yes. Yeah. True Blood fell off, too.
Smashed into a wall.
Yeah, that Anna Paquin was very excited. Yeah. I mean, very popular. She was going to be big.
Exactly.
And she kind of, she fell off as the show did, it seemed like her fame.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was hot for a couple of seasons.
That was a hot year for vampires.
The thing about that show, and they went away from the story angle. Like, it's a cool concept to have vampires living among us and having them to try to figure out how to live with human beings. Then they went, like, totally vamp.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes you can tell when they're doing too much. And kind of, they deviate from what made the show good in the first place.
They went into a science fiction land.
Yeah. They did too much.
All right.
That's a focus group thing, I think.
Yeah?
They do a focus group and they go, what we like is the vampires. So then they go, write more vampire stuff versus the balance.
The premise though was real clever. I thought a crafty writer could have really made more out of that human and vampire sharing Earth fit story.
Yeah, that's a story probably still has meat on the bone.
Yeah, there's depth there.
All right, 610-620-975. One line, only one line open, so you can grab it. Greg in Bethlehem, what's up, Greg?
Hey guys, I hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, a lot of beach time this weekend.
Yeah, good.
And some golf time, golf, and then beach.
Very nice, very nice. I hope you were hitting them straight.
Well, actually, now that you ask, I missed my first hole-in-one by an inch and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I can't even brag about it because I sucked the rest of the round. So it's like almost like it didn't happen.
Did you see? Was it a short hole where you could see it from the tee?
It was a par three. It's a really tough par three, though, surrounded by traps. You have to hit. It's OB right where there's a road, so you have to hit it. It's a hard green to hit. And I hit a par and was rolling right to the hole. And for some reason, God did not want me to make it because it turned past the hole to the right by an inch and a half.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's exciting, though. I'll tell you what. I've never holed out either, but I've had a few that rimmed it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that God is telling me that I will never have a hole-in-one after that.
Well, you never know when you least expect it. You know, I would like to see the Sixers meet the Celtics, but I I have an ulterior motive. I mean, in playoffs, coaching is a premium, I think, in a short series. And, you know, Brad Stevens, I think, even though the Sixers have had a good record against Boston this year, I just think Brad Stevens in a short series is going to coach circles around Brett, and that'll be the end of Brett, which I think in the long run is going to be good for the Sixers. But, you know, that's my reason.
So you think they lose in the first round to Boston if they have to play them? So you're rooting for the Sixers because it's more likely that they don't sit in the sixth seed than it is likely. So right. That means they're going to play the Heat in the first round. So they won't even play Boston.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would like to see them lose to... Well, I don't care what eventually happens, even if they win the whole thing. But unfortunately, if they did that, then Brett would stick around, and I don't think that's good for the long term.
Well, listen, if that's your main motivation, if the Sixers achieve, who cares? Like you hate Brett, right? But if they achieve and they get to the NBA Finals, well, then you're going to like him. So why would you want him gone?
Well, I think the team...
He will have proven something different to you.
He's proven to me that he...
Yeah, but you're not taking in consideration what he can do this year. So you can't say, I want Brett Brown gone, so I hope they lose. Because he could achieve with this team and be playing for an NBA title. And then you would go, okay, well, then I'm back on Brett's bandwagon. Because he did something this team that exceeded what he had previously done. So we want him back.
Yeah, people aren't leaving any window for that. Like, you have some people optimistic, but then it's like, the other people are like, no, they're almost rooting for them to lose to get rid of the coach. But if they won, to your point, that means he doesn't deserve to be fired.
Right. That means he will have won you over.
If they get to game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, he probably doesn't deserve to be fired, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if they get to win a couple games against the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, you don't fire the coach unless you know for a fact. You have to be like Doug Collins to Phil Jackson. Like, if you're going to do something like that, you have to really, really know.
Well, they would have to, their losses to the Bucks would have to be really highly contested. Like, if they win even a couple of games, but then they just show no heart in losing a couple that makes them lose the series,
right,
then that's a different, you know, like every game would have to be cutting edge.
Right, and I think that the Sixers, the one thing the Sixers have done in the playoffs is play close games. When they lost to Boston, close games. Toronto, obviously, close game. They have played hard for the coach in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They haven't always been successful, but they've played hard for the coach. They have in the playoffs.
All right. I guess this is a good stat, right? The NHL has tested their players. 1,450 players, only 15 tested positive for COVID-19. Is that a good number?
Yeah.
Or not?
It's a decent number.
Oh, it's a decent number.
Yeah, because 15 divided by 14, 50.
What was the NBA?
NBA was like 5%, so I think it was like twice that amount. So that's like 1%, which is the average in America right now is about 6%. Anything lower than that is considered good. So
okay.
That's a little more than 1%.
All right, so we get this number today. Does that mean that we're going to get some kind of protocol soon announced by this league? Like, what's holding that up?
I think that they're...
Oh, probably this.
Oh, wait, there was some additional test. So Booney says that it's actually closer. That was total test, not just players. So it's about 5% for the NHL as well.
Okay.
That was 15 out of 450 tests. Yeah, so it's about the same.
When are they going to, like... They haven't decided on the two cities. Well, like, what's up?
I think it's going to still be Vegas and Toronto. Why they haven't announced it?
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
I don't know. Because Vegas's numbers have stayed the same, so has Toronto's. I believe the West will be in Toronto and the East will be in Vegas. I don't think that's changed. But they don't move on announcing anything, and it's a little strange.
Well, especially with the NBA moving forward. I mean, it's kind of a league you're competing against for attention and to a large extent. You would think on the heels of the NBA, like you've been in their wake here, and then all of a sudden you got to break out of the pack.
Right. And they announced first, like their initial thing, we carried it live. It was a little convoluted, but they were first. And then it seemed like they've just been in a holding pattern since. But apparently, everything I'm reading and seeing, it's most likely still Vegas for the East because of the Knights and the West in Toronto.
All right.
Phillies are getting tested today, by the way.
Yes. And Klentak had a video. We're going to have some highlights of that Klentak video meeting with the press today.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have Keith Pompey at 4 o'clock. So we'll talk more about this Sixers and the schedule and my theory and all that kind of stuff. Andrew in West Oak Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Andrew?
No, man, I just hear you guys talking about you want to play the Celtics, and I think the Sixers need to move up. You don't want to play the Bucks in the second round. You want to play them in the finals.
Yeah, but if they play the Celtics, that's how they get them in the finals.
No, well, you want to play them in the second round because the further the Sixers might not be healthy come Eastern Conference Final. You don't want the Bucks to have a sweep in the first round, a sweep in the second round, and then you're going to be taxed. You don't want to go Boston, then Toronto, then Milwaukee. You don't want to play.
Andrew, let me ask you this.
That's insane.
Let me ask you this. You lose to the Bucks in the second round, which you will. Okay, you're not beating the Bucks in the second round. You're not as good as the Bucks. Okay. I mean, let's face it. You know it. I know it. Am I right?
The Bucks are a better team.
Okay, so what is going to happen during this pandemic? Why did the Sixers get better than the Bucks?
Okay, so if you look at it, the Sixers will have two out of the three best players on the court at all times, right?
You can't analyze it like that. You already told me that the Bucks are a better team.
They're a better team. They don't mean that they match up better with the Sixers. The Celtics are a better team. Sixers match up better with the Celtics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Raptors
are a better team, but the Sixers match up better. Like, the Raptors actually...
Okay. This is the way I look at it, Andrew. You're very confident, and I appreciate that. This is the way I look at it. And you've agreed. They're not as good as the Bucks. So if they play them in the second round, they lose to them in the second round. I can't take another second round loss, Andrew.
My thing is you don't want to play the top three teams in the East and have to play the best team out of the West.
Yeah, but if you play the top two teams, suppose you beat Boston, you beat Toronto, your season now to go against Bucks.
So if you play Boston, it's probably going 6 or 7, most likely. You play
okay.
Boston, it's going 6 or 7.
That's raw hot tough. That makes you raw hot tough.
No, it doesn't. It's not Embiid. Not Embiid. That's not how Embiid works. He can't play 40 minutes a game.
Well, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what kind of shape he's coming back in.
He missed two playoffs last year.
But this is a different year. This is different.
You know how Embiid is. Don't do that. You know how Embiid is. It's better to get the Bucks.
Here's the thing.
Get the Bucks in the second round.
You're probably going to get your wish because it's almost impossible for the Sixers not to go ahead of the Indiana Pacers here.
And
if you look at the schedule.
Think about something else. If you look at the schedule, the Sixers can actually catch the Celtics. It's not hard. They're only four games back. They can actually catch the Celtics if they go 7-1.
Come on, man. What do you think? The Celtics are going to fall apart.
The Celtics only got to lose three, four games. They only got to lose four games. You look at their schedule.
No, they got to lose more than that. They got to lose what? What do they have to lose? The Sixers got 7-1. They only have to win two games to Boston. They would only have to win two games.
It's two. The Celtics have 43 wins.
Okay.
So the Sixers go 7-1, they'll have 46.
Well, you want me to look at Boston's record, see if that's possible? You can't think the Sixers are going to go 7-1 and Boston's going to fall apart.
Why can't they go 7-1?
All right, listen, man.
I'm going to find the Celtics schedule.
Yeah, we'll get the Celtics schedule. I'll do it right now. Yeah, I got it right now.
Celtics schedule. And you know I'm not in love with the Celtics, but it's 8 games. You try to make up 4 games in 8 games.
It's disrespectful to think that the team's going to fall apart. And you're gonna win, and they're gonna lose every game. All right, first game Bucks.
That's a loss.
Next game Trailblazers.
I think they're gonna win because the Trailblazers don't want to be there.
Heat.
They could. I'll give them benefit of the doubt. They could lose. That
game. It's an 1-2.
I can do that.
1-2. Nets.
They destroy the Nets.
2-2. Raptors.
I can go either way. Let's give them
2-3.
But then they beat the Magic. They beat the Magic.
3-3, and that does it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's saying that they need
All right, we'll keep going.
All right.
That's the last two.
So now we go with Grizzlies.
Grizzlies will really need it. Still think the Celtics win. I think the Celtics are better.
They can lose the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies will really need the game.
3-4.
Uh-huh.
Wizards, 4-4 does it. Yeah. So at worst, they look like they go 4-4.
Right. And even if you, let's say 3-5, then the Sixers then have to go 7-1. Yes. And I don't think that's a 7-1 schedule for the Sixers.
No, they're not going to get 7-1.
6-2 to me would be the max. Like, I tweeted out 8-0, making a joke when I first seen the schedule out of Exubers. Yeah. People really thought I meant 8-0.
Yeah.
I don't really mean that. I'm excited.
They're not going to pass the Celtics. So that's out.
They could get to 4, hypothetically. 3, not. But they could get to 4.
It's just a matter of, there's no way the Sixers are going to not jump the Pacers. I look at the schedule. I don't even think it's possible, even though I'm kind of rooting for it. Because I just don't want the horror of losing in another second round. But if you're confident they jump a place, they play the Bucks in the second round, you think they can win, they match up better, blah, 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 all right. Well, then they can get to the NBA Finals. If they beat the Bucks in the second round, they can clearly get to the NBA Finals.
If they beat the Bucks in the second round, they beat whoever's after them. I don't care who it is.
So there you go.
If it's Celtics, if it's Toronto, if they already have shown we'll beat the Bucks, they would take care of business against either one of those teams in that scenario.
Yes. My thing is, if they play them in the finals, they will have be playing them on a roll because they will have beaten two decent teams in the playoffs to get to that point.
And the chemistry that's been missing a lot, they probably would have found something
exactly
along that way.
So to me, they're more representative in the finals against the Bucks than they would be in the second round.
And the two guys that claimed, I don't know my role, they would have to know their, Burks and Robinson would have to know their roles.
Yes.
By then off the bench. So maybe you get a little firepower off the bench.
All right.
Maybe.
This is an interesting conversation because people have different opinions on what their worth is right now, the Sixers. Well, I don't know. I have no idea what their worth is. But I think we have a tendency to presume that the Sixers are the only team that's going to come back with a fury. No other team is. Like in the pandemic, they've been just sleeping in a cave somewhere. Every other team.
There's a little nugget out there for you, Mike. Before
what's
you get
that
to the phones? Apparently, out with the Clippers, Lou Williams up in the air
about coming back.
About coming back, not committed yet. That's the one thing the Sixers have going for them is not a single player has batted an eyelash about coming back.
Yeah,
and now it appears now that the Lakers lost a guy who started for them. If the Clippers lose. Now, the other thing is, though, no Buck has talked about not coming back either, but the Sixers seem like they're unanimous and we want to play basketball. Maybe that does make a difference. I don't know, because if you're going back to that bubble and your heart's not into it, how do you play? Like, I don't know. But it looks like the Sixers will at least all want to be there, which might be an advantage over somebody.
All right, 610-620-975. Joe in Redding. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
I have the same question for all three of you guys. My question is, do you think that Brett Brown has gotten the best out of the Sixers? Could another coach get more out of them than he has?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I know. I can't answer that. If they lose in the second round, then I go, absolutely, it's worth a try. Because he wouldn't come back if I owned the team, if I was the general manager, if they lost in the second round. And I'm sorry, because I like the guy, but results are results.
Okay, and my next question is this. Let's assume that Simmons never takes a shot from Wimbledon. He plays the same way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you replace him or get somebody to balance? Can we win with him playing the way he plays? Do we need another point guard, another guard? What would you do with Simmons? Would you get rid of him? Would you get another guy?
I would never get rid of him this early.
So you think he really is? I heard Larry Brown say that he's a great player, that he wouldn't change anything. And
well, that's foolish because he has to change something. He's got to be able to shoot the ball. But I see what Larry is saying is my microphone messed up somehow?
Yeah,
it's not. I don't know. What's going on with it?
I don't know. I thought that
it just started out of nowhere. It was kind of sweet.
Yeah, I haven't turned it. It's the same. Yeah, it does sound tinny somehow.
Yeah, maybe you should turn it. I don't know. I'll text it.
Yeah, no, it's in the right spot. It's just echoing somehow.
That's really strange.
It's an engineer situation. Anyway, back to you, Joe.
Yes.
To me, the Brett Brown situation is based on results. The Ben Simmons situation, I would never trade him. I would go. In fact, I'd go 2 more years to let him shoot it. Because of the talent he possesses, no one else in the league possesses. And I'm not going to give up on that.
Okay. So you would give him a couple more years. You hope he'll eventually shoot?
Yes.
Okay, let's hope he does.
For survival in this league, he knows he has to do it.
Okay. One more question about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, you talked about the fact that you thought that bringing in this guy from Oklahoma is going to have a negative impact on Wentz, that it's going to hurt his confidence.
What guy from Oklahoma?
The quarterback we just brought in.
Hurts?
Hurts, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I didn't know where you're going. I thought
So you would not have brought Hurts in.
No need to do it.
And you don't care if Wentz gets hurt again. It doesn't matter.
Because you're assuming that Jalen Hurts is ready to play in the NFL, and he's not. So if Wentz gets hurt, you're thinking that he's going to be an adequate backup, which is the biggest fallacy of this whole Jalen Hurts thing, the assumption that he knows how to play in the NFL.
So you're thinking they've given up on Wentz then, that they're going to let him sit a couple
years? Yes, I believe that's what that means.
They're going to let him sit a couple of years and learn and then...
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Let's see what happens. One more question. We got a shortened baseball season.
Uh-huh.
Does it hurt pitchers more or batters more?
It favors the pitchers.
Favors the pitchers.
Pitchers are always ahead of the hitters in early spring training. And this is the resumption of the season, which means pitchers are ahead of hitters. Timing is a big thing. Hitter.
Speaking of that, Ryan Zimmerman... It was hurt a lot, but it was on the championship team. He has opted out.
Yeah, he was suggesting that he might not want to come back. Is he retiring?
Or no, his mother has MS.
Oh, okay.
And I think that thus she's
going to just take the year off and come. He's like an ancient anyway.
Yeah. And another one of their pitchers, Joe Ross, he's not a star or anything from their bullpen. Uh-huh. He also opted out.
Oh, so. Favors the Phils.
No, he's not a star, though. He had like a 5
year
already.
Right. Two players.
But yeah, that's two guys that they were going to make the team. They are both out.
Yeah.
And the Phillies so far have no opt-out so far.
Yes. And by the way, the people, we had a caller about Odubel Herrera saying that you should give him a chance because he's the best center fielder they have. Nope, not going to happen. Not on the 60-man roster.
Well. Allegedly. I'm trying to dig into it now to see if there's any more on it. Matt Klentak, when he spoke to the media, said there's consideration, I think he used. I'm trying to find the whole statement.
But
I'm trying to look for it like right now.
Okay, yeah, we're looking for. But apparently, the speculation is he might be saying that because they've been trying to trade him.
Okay.
So if you just say he's gone,
right?
Then why would anybody trade for him?
Right.
So if you leave the door open.
Okay.
Somebody might call you and say, we'll give you a low A guy. Yeah. So we got to figure out what's real.
That's what I'm trying to GM speak.
It may be.
Yes.
It may be. Yeah.
All right. 610-622-0975. A little later this hour, a mini sociological situation today for me.
Wow. Oh.
Mini? Yeah. I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
All right. 610-622-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
It's time to update our Twitter poll. And the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Agonoff. Nat?
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, over 800 votes on this one. Where do you want the Sixers to be seated? 12% say stay at 6. 34% say move up to 4 or 5. 54% say it doesn't matter.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at
rude replies, too.
Yeah. Naturally.
All right, give me an idea.
Doesn't matter, as long as Brett Brown is the coach, the Sixers will go nowhere.
Uh-huh. Probably about the same guy that's emailing me.
Not of somebody else that said they're not going anywhere, it doesn't matter. A lot of people, when they're saying doesn't matter, they're basically saying they're going to lose no matter what.
Uh-huh.
They're not saying it doesn't matter if it's the 4 or 5, they can win. They're saying it doesn't matter what their seed is because they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Is not...
Well, that's, that's the miserables.
Yeah, and they're out there.
I just noticed something. On my sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. These are that new sneaker I got. Yeah, they look good. I was showing to you online.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, they look good.
So I grabbed them. They're cool.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The shoelaces look like, you know, I never really noticed what was on them, but there's something on them that differentiates the shoelace from the plain white. As you can see, it's like, yeah, like showing TV, right?
Yeah.
And I looked closely at them. They're coordinates.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of what?
I don't know.
Interesting.
So I just wrote down the coordinates. Now, does anybody know what this is?
What's the latitude and longitude?
West, W43.0731.
W43.
Yeah, west, 430731. And then there's north, N89.4012.
Wait, can you repeat that? North?
North, 89.4012. Mm-hmm.
4012.
Hell, there's got to be something that this means something, doesn't it?
It looks like it's the coordinates for Madison, Wisconsin.
What?
That's what came up when I Googled it.
This is strange.
I don't know, man.
The shoelaces have the coordinates on it. It's West 430371.
Yeah.
North 89-4012.
Yeah, it's Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
That must be where they were made. The shoelaces must be made in Madison, Wisconsin.
You're repping Wisconsin,
it's a Nike
Mike.
Shoe. It's like,
yeah, but they're not all made overseas. Most are.
Put the coordinates of Madison, Wisconsin on the shoelace.
That's the coordinates that you read
to
us.
Weird.
Somebody has to know the story behind that.
I'm
pretty into sneakers, and I don't know why that would
completely
be.
Completely befuddling to me. The sneaker is called the Metcon. Metcon.
I don't know.
It's odd, isn't it?
That's really strange.
I thought it was just a decorative shoelace, and I look closer, and it's numbers.
Yeah, that's Madison, Wisconsin.
Somebody from Nike's got to explain that to me.
Yeah, why?
Gotta be some kind of shoe rep out there.
You're just representing.
Is it possible that every shoe has a different coordinate?
Possibly. I'm looking at the...
Would they mass produce shoe? Have different coordinates on every shoelace?
Why? That's so strange. Hold on, I'm looking.
It comes with two sets of shoelaces. The shoe are the coordinates. The other one's just white.
Now, all the shoes have them.
They have coordinates.
Yeah, well,
this is the same coordinate? The Madison, Wisconsin?
I'm trying to zoom in. Can't really tell. Yeah.
It's Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what it is? Booney's right. Metcon are those CrossFit shoes. Madison is the home of a huge CrossFit event. That's what that is.
Really?
Yeah. That's got to be what that is.
That's deep.
That's like a lifting shoe. People wear those to lift because of how flat they are. So they can people lift with them.
Yeah.
Madison.
I've been pumping a lot of iron with them.
Yeah. So CrossFit.
All right.
And it's short for metabolic condition.
It's like, in a way, it's like playing the Beatles record backwards.
Yeah.
When Paul is dead, you know? Like there's some secret, you know?
Yes, exactly.
That's interesting. Oh, Nike playing with their head.
I knew you had Wisconsin on your shoes.
Sort of Pat Ben Salem. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Pat?
I fired in to talk about Yellowstone, but then when you were talking about Jalen Hurts, my argument to that is that the Saints just re-signed their Swiss Army knife guy and guaranteed him $17 million. So, I mean, that's a lot of money to guarantee a guy that's playing a certain amount of plays a game. So what makes people think that that's not going to work here with this guy?
Because he does so much more. That Hill guy does so much more. And they actually think that he's going to be the successor to Breeze. So it plays into my point. Jalen Hurts is going to be a successor to Wentz just a little earlier. They're not, right. This Swiss Army knife thing that they did, it doesn't make any sense to me that they would draft the guy to make him the Swiss Army knife because the Eagles aren't going to do that much with him.
Right. Well, I was looking at it like they were. So that was where
Why would that be an advantage to them? He's like, why? Like, the concept that this guy is like this all-world athlete, I mean, he's a good athlete. He's not all-world enough that you're going to use him 10 to 15 times a game. They're not going to do that.
I don't think they're ever using that guy that many plays a game either.
Well, they do use Taysom Hill. He's on the punt team. He's on everything.
Okay. As far as Yellowstone goes, I tell everybody I know to watch that show, but then, like you said, it's not only is it getting off to a flat start this year, but there's so many commercials. The commercials are just ridiculous at this point. It's only like 15 minutes worth of show.
Yeah. What did you think of the first two? I was expecting like something real big to happen. Now, maybe they're storing it up and something big is going to happen. But the first two episodes, they wasted on me.
Yeah, the first one wasn't even like a really good setup episode.
No, it was.
I would like to see him kind of getting in cahoots with the Indian guy because I think both of them together. I kind of like.
Yeah, they introduced a new villain, this hedge fund guy who is like to replace the hedge fund guy that was just shot to death in the second season. So they get this new hedge fund guy who I think is going to be a romantic interest, love interest to the crazy lady.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Like, which is going to run him afoul against the ranch hand who runs the ranch, the tough guy, Rip.
Oh, no. Oh, his name's Rip?
His name is Rip. Yes.
He sounds tough.
Yes. Oh, he's the toughest.
I'm sure.
This guy's the toughest ever. He beats up everybody. Beats up everybody. It's not even a doubt.
You know he's going to
win. No, you know when Rip's there.
He busts into a medical examiner's office, makes the guy commit suicide.
What?
What?
See, that's a spoiler. Big spoiler.
Oh, no, he actually didn't commit suicide. But he had enough influence over the guy. It's like people see Rip and it's over. He's
wow.
Like, he's like, you know.
And he's a ranch
hand?
He's
like the Reaper shows up. You got no chance. He's either going to beat your ass or he's going to kill you.
I'm going to watch this eventually, I swear.
What?
The Taysom Hill thing, just so we can have some facts.
Right.
So they played 17 games last year, the 16 plus the one playoff game.
Yeah.
He played 572 snaps, which is like 34 snaps a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But only 54% of them were, less than 50% were on offense. He's on both the punt and mm-hmm. kicking unit teams. So if you're going to be a Swiss Army knife, is Jalen Hurts going to be on the punt and kickoff return or kickoff teams? And I think the answer we know is no.
No,
for both,
you,
right?
No, you're not. Here's the thing about that Taysom Hill. He's like a ruffian.
Bigger.
Yeah, he's like he's like Dan Marley mm-hmm. in a Saints uniform.
Yes.
You know, he's a ruffian type of guy. Right. Hurts is a pedigree talent.
Right, a quarterback.
Right.
They're trying to develop. He's not going to be, so unless he's going to play again, the only way to get 34 snaps out of him to make him, quote, worth it, would be to play him on special teams.
And you're not gonna play and they're not going to do
that.
Not
going to do that.
I love the propaganda that flows out, right? Because to mask the fact that they took a quarterback in the second round, which to me is a big mistake, they go, oh, Taysom Hill. Or they go, oh, backup quarterback better than what we have. And both things are fallacy.
Right.
And the only thing that makes sense is, they got the guy because Wentz is going to be out.
Now, I did see it pop up again, the speculation about if they did it because of the virus.
What they did what?
If that's why they is insurance.
In case Carson Wentz is COVID-19 positive?
Mm-hmm. Right, but what if...
Has he been in a bubble for three years?
No, I just saw it circulating again.
Right, but this
That's what they thought in April.
And Schefter tried to sell that, and here's the problem.
Right.
Is that once they actually start camp, there'll be three people in the same damn room breathing the same air constantly.
Well, maybe.
It'll be Wentz.
I don't know what they're going to do, but maybe they won't.
You got to have a quarterback room. You have to have a quarterback room.
Maybe there'll be plexiglass like we have.
There's no way for those long hours. It's going to be Sudfeld.
I just saw it again this weekend.
People that do that are moronic. They're going to be in together. So if one gets it, other guys are going to get it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just sharing.
Listen,
what
a lot of people have bought into the Jalen Hurts thing, and you know what? I respect you. I just don't agree with you. This notion that they drafted him and he's going to be all this and he's going to be all that. You dig the weeds and then you see the garden, and the garden says the starter, Doug Peterson isn't that high on him. Could be a phase out. Well, I see it. 610-632-0975. We're going to analyze that Sixers schedule after this. And my analysis is that the Sixers are better off not leaping in the standings so they won't lose in the second round. We'll test that and see how you feel about it after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, 344, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. All right, so I told you I had a little sociological situation today.
Oh, yeah.
So here goes. And I talk about these things because I think they're interesting to make people think, because it makes me think. So it's a simple story of me returning a product that I got on Amazon.
Okay.
It was like outdoor lights. I ordered too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a box of two I have to return. Now, apparently now, Kohl's department store accepts Amazon returns for free.
Interesting.
Otherwise, you take them to the UPS store and you get like a $9-something charge.
Yeah.
So I have literally never been in a Kohl's.
I think I've been in one once.
I've been in a Kohl's.
You have?
Yeah, they have stuff I actually can use in there.
All right, well, I've never been in it. There's one in Delco.
Right, okay.
Kind of near me.
Yeah.
But, I had to... So I go, okay, well, I'll just drive. I know where it is. So I drive to Kohl's, and I return, and a nice gentleman greets me at the door, and I got the mask on, everybody's got the mask, and I go, I'm looking for the Amazon return. He goes, just go walk down the hall. It's past the little girls section right there. I go, all right, so I got the box, and I'm walking back, and I go, and I see there's a plexiglass thing, and then they get the Amazon return. So there's a couple people in line, and I stand in line vertically behind who I think is the last person.
Okay.
So I turn to my right, and I see a guy horizontal. In a horizontal spot.
Okay.
So I go, now it occurs to me that the line is not where I am. The line starts where that guy is.
Okay.
In other words, it's curled.
Okay.
And nobody's, he didn't say anything to me. I noticed him. Meanwhile, a guy comes in. And I've been standing there for maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy comes in. And he goes right to where the other guy is in line.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been actually there first, but I'm just, they have the wrong position.
Right, okay.
So once I see the guy, he sees me. Once I see the guy, I walk over, and I'm thinking he's going to say, you were here first, just get in line.
Oh, that would be the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. But he didn't. So now, my dilemma is, do I say something to the guy? So we'll take it from like that, because there's more to the story. And that's the initial thing. Do I say something to the guy?
I mean, so what would you say and how would you approach it?
My
gut.
Your gut says what?
I have had issues in stores.
Uh-huh.
I've had issues at drive-through lines, at fast food places. I've had different issues.
Right.
I would have said, you know I was here because you saw me.
Yes.
Move. And I would have said it nicer. But
you would have said what? Excuse me, I was here first. Would you mind if I got in front of you?
I would just say I was here first. Excuse me.
Or you could say, oh, I didn't realize that this was the line. I was waiting over here. And then he should say, okay.
Listen, he came in, he saw me waiting there.
Yeah.
And he just like didn't even look at me. he just went into this place in line, and I go, oh, I guess I'm... So then I go behind him.
I mean, in line.
So your instinct says that he may should have said something, and if he didn't say anything, you should say something.
That's what my gut says.
Okay.
I would say I didn't realize this was the line. I've been here waiting. Do you mind if I go in front of you?
Okay. Now, here's where we get sociological.
Okay.
He's a black man.
Okay.
All right. Now, so my thought process, just like I described that situation where I went through the red light and it triggered in my head about racial profiling.
Yeah.
So I go, that probably is something I should not have done because I know if it was somebody else that would put them in a bad situation. So I'm starting to think that guy has been through enough. I'm not going to bother him.
That's nice.
So what is that proper thinking or is that overthinking it?
That is overthinking.
I mean, it's totally overthinking.
Yeah. Move. Get out of the way. You're third
I'm in line.
You're third
the last
in line.
Thing in line. I thought I needed to do was something simple like that I couldn't take the heat for, even though I was probably in the right to ask him I should be ahead.
That should not be a factor. Move. He couldn't move.
No, it's...
In that particular case, should not be a factor.
It was nice of you to think that
far.
That's
totally what I thought.
I think it's nice of you to think that far.
The last thing I'm going
to
do is bother this dude. After all, you know, like, I was an extra 5 minutes, whatever it was.
Right.
Did you end up getting it returned?
Yeah. Yeah, I just had to wait behind it, you know.
And they moved constantly.
A couple other people.
Because Booney says he did the same thing on Saturday, and he had an easy time out by him. I think he's down in Delaware, northern Delaware.
He had an easy... Yeah, it was very easy. I just was waiting in line. There were a lot of people... Well, yeah, there were some people that were returning stuff, so I just had to wait my turn.
Do they give you money? How does it work?
No, they take it off the... No, it's Amazon.
Right.
So they're doing this free. What they do... Here's the thing. They give you a coupon. When they give you the receipt for the return, mm-hmm. which is... You return it by going to Amazon.com. Because they got a record of your thing, and you click on the one thing, and you say, and then a list comes out. You want to return it, so they then send you a code on your email that you take the calls on your phone, and it's a barcode type of thing.
Oh, okay.
And then they just shoot it, and then the product comes up, and they put the sticker comes up, and they return it to Amazon, and what you get is a receipt. And a 25% off items at Kohl's. So it's a marketing tool for them because then if you're gonna come back to Kohl's to use that because you're gonna get 25% off something, right? It's just what CVS does, sort of.
Yeah, that Kohl's cash is a racket.
So that's why Kohl's takes the heat or makes themselves no charge for to take it back because they got a deal with Amazon that everybody's taking it back with Amazon will get a coupon to come back to Kohl's.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's cross-marketing.
That's
it's finest.
Smart Kohl's.
Right.
People love
Kohl's. This came out of nowhere. Like, normally, you don't... The Kohl's return was never there. It was like, you have to go to UPS, you pay your fee.
Right, but they...
To return the thing.
And this keeps people safer and people in Kohl's.
Yeah.
Because they're requiring masks, so hypothetically, maybe some other place doesn't.
Right.
So it was totally
easy to return stuff. And they give you such a long time to return something when you get something on Amazon.com, but they have a record of your stuff. So it's like, you know, you can, this is a convenient world, man.
Yeah, that's
good. It really is. Mm-hmm. Normally you have to, you know, return something. You got to find a box that came in and you get, you know,
yeah.
a whole bit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go Colin in North Wales. Colin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Colin.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Colin?
I just had a question. So John McMullen tweeted out that the Eagles were debating between Hurts and Dobbins and Jeremy Chinn at the 53 pick. If you were the GM, like, which one would you have taken? Personally, I would have preferred Dobbins over Hurts. I didn't really like the Hurts pick. I'm not still, like, caught up
like,
on it.
I like Dobbins a lot, but what I would have done was traded my second-round pick with the first-round pick to get CeeDee Lamb. That's what I would have done.
If the Cowboys, I remember seeing reports at the time that the Cowboys kind of wanted to swap that first. Would you have traded the first?
Yeah, first and the second to move up to get to CeeDee Lamb.
I agree.
My first was 21st, right? So they wanted my second round pick to move up into a spot ahead of the Cowboys to take CeeDee Lamb. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, I agree. Would you say that the Eagles being listed or, like, predicted by people as Super Bowl contenders is accurate?
No, I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders.
For what reason?
I don't know what they have offensively yet. This notion that they were supposed to improve within the skill player position remains to be seen for me. Because just because they drafted Rager, and they're going to welcome Jeffrey back sometime, and Deshaun's coming back at the age he is, I just don't trust that they have improved it enough.
Thank you. I was interested in getting radio later in my life. I listen to you guys all the time. You and Tyrone and Adelaide, thank you so much.
How old are you, bro?
17.
All right, so you're going to college?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm staying local, hopefully at Temple. I know they have a,
well, and they have a great program, dude. So, listen, yeah, do as much as you can. Good luck to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, man. There you go. Nice young lad.
Yeah.
Trying to break into the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
buckle up, buddy.
Hard, it's a hard, hard business to break into.
I'm always sure in a tough spot when people ask me about that.
Why?
Whether or not to be honest with them or just encourage. Like it's a line.
Yeah,
because like
I get asked that question all the time, as you might imagine, and I don't have any kind of a blueprint to give them. Yeah, because this thing happened by accident for me.
But, yeah.
So like they go, how do you begin to be a successful talk show? It's like I just got lucky, basically what I tell them, and I said that's what that means is just keep doing what you stay in the business, keep doing what you're doing. People notice you if you're good, and you get a chance to do this or that and that, and take advantage of opportunities. But there's no like easy way to tell them.
I just tell people to keep. You just have to keep showing up. Because people stop showing up eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm different than a lot of people that nowadays get into business. Because I had another career that helped me get into this business.
Right, right.
And if I didn't have that, I probably would never have gotten into this business.
And that field has shrunk.
The newspaper field, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I came along at the right, I got out at the right time. Let's say that.
Yes.
All right, 610-632-0975. Coming up to talk about the Sixers and their schedule, where they land, who they're going to play, whether they can survive the Bucks in the second round. Keith Pompey covers the Sixers for the Inquirer. We're back after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.